The following is a day in the life of Arcavilia, a fictional university in the year 2361. Play this short clip followed by a song of your choice. You decide what classic song will be remembered in the future. Visit us at www.archivillia.com. Help us create the future. Enjoy!
The year is 2361. Earth's population is 10 billion people. A world military government has been in power for 234 years. We're at the University of Arcavilia, studying popular music of the 20th century, with an emphasis on the emergence of the pop rock era.
Good morning. Welcome to the University of Arcavilia. I'm Professor Rawlins, and I'll be your instructor for Music Studies 301. I assume this is the first day for most of you at the University of Arcavilia. Yes? Most of you, I assume, come from the outside world, yes? Out from the darkness of the military-controlled world, into the light that is Arcavilia. This university was founded in 2134, shortly after the world military government came into power. The island was previously known as Jamaica. Sometime after Jamaica was chosen as the World Historic Archive Center, a newspaper article referred to it as Arcavilia. This title became so widely used that the military government officially renamed Jamaica to Arcavilia in 2193. So, we will be studying the music of the 20th century, with emphasis on the musical renaissance that occurred in the 1960s and 1970s, what they called pop or rock music. We'll begin our studies next class with a look at the so-called forgotten artists. These artists were hugely popular and influential in the 20th century, but largely forgotten sometime into the 21st century. We'll look at several of them. Some quick examples that come to mind. The Rolling Stones. Their longevity in the 20th century, to a large extent, was because, quite simply, they didn't know when to quit. This, combined with their marketing savvy, kept them rolling even into the 21st century. Led Zeppelin. Although the guitar work of Jimmy Page influenced a generation of acts to follow, their music had little relevance in the world of the future. Pink Floyd. In the 20th century, they had a most cult-like following. They were widely known as one of the best live concert acts of the century, with thought-provoking, socio-political, socio-economic lyrics. Yet again, their music did not have the timeless quality of other artists. Michael Jackson. At one time, he had the best-selling album of all time. Again, it was relevant and topical at the time, but had no long-lasting significance. Michael Jackson, the person, was known long after his music was forgotten, chiefly because of his increasingly eccentric behavior. Madonna, one of a handful of artists known by only a first name. She was brilliant at reinventing herself. This ability to continually come out with a fresh new approach kept her at the top of the music charts for some time. She reminds me of another forgotten artist, David Bowie. Again, a chameleon-like artist, able to reappear time and time again as a new character and a new package, if you will. both hugely popular and influential in their time. After covering many of the forgotten artists, we'll look at the most influential artists from the period, those whose music lived on centuries after their time on Earth. I'm going to let you go early today, so you can all get to the bookstore. We'll wrap up today's class with what is considered to be one of the most classic songs of the 20th century. It is, by all standards, a masterpiece of writing, and is covered in Chapter 1. So, once again, I welcome you to the University of Archivalia, and welcome to the 20th century.